welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 372 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hi, this is Ed.
This is Sam.
And this is Morgan.
And we're the Disney Nerds. It's deep into the holiday season, guys, and we wanted to bring you one final show for the year. We wanted to try to make it as holiday specific as we could. So what we're going to do tonight with my friends Morgan and Sam is bring you a little bit of Christmas from the past.
A shout out to 1934. And wait, let me start with, I want to kick 2020 in the butt and get it the heck out of here. And we're going to look back all the way to 1934 and Walt Disney on the Hall of Fame radio show. 1934, this is just a couple of years after Snow White was in theaters. This is really a lot of the Three Little Pigs, the Big Bad Wolf, Mickey and Minnie, and it's sort of the Silly Symphonies. And it's a wonderful look at Christmas in a much simpler time. 1934, this was aired December 23rd, 1934, when you had to tune in that radio dial. So let's check out Walt Disney and Friends on the Hall of Fame radio show.
That's right. And after that, we're going to have the Charles Dickens adaptation by the Walt Disney Players. This was an album that came out in 1974. And if you've seen the cartoon version of A Christmas Carol with Scrooge and all, you're going to know what this one's about. However, this was the LP, so it's really put together, and it's perfect for a podcast because it's made to be listened to. We have Scrooge McDuck being the main character, of course, and the Fab Five filling in for the rest of the characters. I think Goofy is the best in this because half the time he doesn't remember what he's supposed to be doing.
All right, guys, so thanks for tuning in. And for Ed, Jimmy, Sam, Lisa, Charlotte, and myself, we wish all of you guys a very happy, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
Okay, guys, we'll see you in the next year. Have a great one.
Kongaloosh!
The Hall of Fame, presented by Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. Tonight, the Hall of Fame brings you Walt Disney and his gang. Yes, they're all here. Mickey and Minnie Mouse.
Hello.
The Three Little Pigs.
Hello, anybody.
Hello, everybody.
Pluto the Pup. Clara Cluck. Donald Duck. And all the others. And here's the original Silly Symphony Orchestra in a medley of Silly Symphony tunes featuring the voices of the original characters. First, the Three Little Pigs and the song which swept the world.
My house.
house of stone. I build my house of bricks. I have no chance to sing and dance, cause work and play don't mix.
The world owes me a living from the grasshopper and the ants.
Now the good book says the Lord provides, there's food on every tree. I see no reason to worry and work. No, sir, not me. Oh, the world owes me a living. The world owes me a living. You should soil your Sunday pliants like those other foolish ions. Come on, let's ply them, sing and dance.
Lullaby Land. Pigs might say, who's afraid of the big bad wind? Who's afraid of the old hard water? Who's afraid of pots and pans, dishes, mops and brooms? Wind, weather, housework. Defy them with Heinz Honey and Almond Cream. No matter how windy or cold the weather gets, or how much housework you have to do, you'll never have to worry about rough, red, chapped hands again if you use Heinz regularly. It's almost magical the way Heinz makes raw, sore hands stop hurting and starts right in to heal the most painful cracks. Let the children use Heinz on their chapped faces and hands and on their red, raw knees when they come in out of the cold. Heinz eases the drawn, dry feeling that makes the skin burn when children come indoors. You know, when children's hands are rough and chapped, dirt gets ground in and the skin looks grimy no matter how thoroughly it's scrubbed. But if their hands are softened and healed by Heinz, it will save a lot of unnecessary suffering, and they'll be easier to keep clean. Hand lotion fads come and go. But for 60 years, women have looked upon Heinz as the one dependable protection against chafing. The tried and proved way to keep hands smooth and lovely, even in the bitterest weather. For in addition to its healing balms, Heinz also contains cosmetic ingredients, which beautify the skin and keep it young-looking. And now, it is my privilege to introduce the personality behind all of the world-beloved Mickey Mouse and Silly Symphony. Ladies and gentlemen, Walt Disney.
That's enough.
Whoa!
Thanks, gang. Hello, everybody. How'd you like to be the father of my family at Christmas time? I mean, did you ever try to pick out a Christmas necktie for a horse? Or rubber boots for a young duck? Don't worry, Donald, you'll get your boots. Bless his heart. Well, we'll hear from him later in the program. Oh, Donald. Nice little fellow. Now, our program tonight is to be a surprise party. It's the gang's Christmas present for... Donald, put it down. I told you not to bring that pop gun to the studio. Yes, you. And don't point it at people. Boys will be boys. Yes, the gang has gotten up the entire program by themselves. They've named it quite appropriately the Christmas Stocking. And each one of them has put a surprise for us, Donald, in the stocking. Donald, put it down. Donald, don't point that gun at Clara Clark. Why, if it went off accidentally, you'd hit her. Yes, I'm sure. Give it to him, Clara. You bet she wants to fight. Take him, Clara. Let him up, Clara. You win. That's enough. You got just what you deserve. Shame on you. And if you hit anyone else with that gun, I'll break it right over my knee. Yes. Donald, give me that gun. Give it here. So you don't think I meant it? Well, I'll show you. There, let that be a lesson to you. And from now on, I want you to be a good duck. Say, Mr. Disney to you, Donald. Donald, just one more word out of you and I'll call the boogeyman. How? Why, I'll just clap my hands three times and they'll pop right out at you. Okay, I warned you. Here goes. I guess we got rid of Donald Duck for a while. And now Miss Minnie Mouse will take the first surprise from our Christmas stocking. Here she is. Donald, where'd you come from? Well, what do you want now? No, Donald, not now. Wait for your turn. Donald, give me those bells. Oh, I don't want to fight. But if I hear any more out of you, I'll sell you back to Joe Penner. Well, there goes Donald, and here comes Minnie.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Minnie, I hear you have a big surprise for us in the Christmas stocking.
Uh-huh. Open your mouth and shut your eyes.
Oh, no, not with Donald in the studio. Just tell us what the big surprise is.
It's my two little birds, Jenny Wren and Cock Robin.
Are they going to sing for us?
Uh-huh.
Minnie's going to play the violin while her two birds, Cock Robin and Jenny Wren, sing the love duet from their new silly symphony, Who Killed Cock Robin? And I might mention that this is our first mystery thriller. We defy you to guess who killed him. In fact, if you even suspect who killed Cock Robin, we'll give you Donald Duck. All ready, Minnie?
Uh-huh. Wait till I give my birds a kiss. Down to red, Jenny Wren. Hey, no, no. Higher, Jenny, higher. That's right, Precious. Come on, Cock Robin. Hop up on Minnie's violin. Hit, hit, hit. Listen. Oh, that's perfect. All right.
Your little birds will be a sensation on the screen.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
And while we're on the subject of pictures, I suppose you know that from now on all of Mickey's pictures will be in Technicolor.
And will Mickey's pants be red?
Yes, indeed. And I think it's about time his face was red, too. Let's get him up here to the microphone.
All right. Yoo-hoo. Oh, Mickey. Come on and bring your pig.
Okay, Minnie. Hello. I got a surprise. Minnie birds are okay, but I got something better than that. Wait, hey, wait till you hear my singing pig. First, I gotta get him in pitch. Well, that's good enough. We ain't so particular, Minnie. Presenting Mr. and Mrs. Patty Pig.
Mickey, that was beautiful.
He ain't heard nothing. Hand me that bucket of frogs, Minnie.
Here it is. Oh,
he's afraid of frogs. I'll catch him. I got one. Hold him, Walt.
Yeah. Steady, boy. Is there a blotter in the house?
Hey, where's my tree frog?
Here he is, Mickey.
Thanks, Goofy. Introducing the Milpond Brothers. Hopple, Purple, and Purple. Must have been something yet. Well, here they are.
Well, the old songs are always best. But let's see what the orchestra can do with a brand new tune called Heidi Hades from A Silly Symphony, The Goddess of Spring.
Thank you. Same old silly pigs, always clowning. Well, pigs, now that you're here... Oh, Donald, please. Oh, Donald, I said no. Give me that cowbell. Well, pigs, what have you got to say for yourself?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And a busy and prosperous New Year. Yes, sir.
Pigs, this is the time of the year we forgive our enemies. I want you to call the big bad wolf on the phone and wish him a Merry Christmas.
I wouldn't feel safe unless it was a long-distance call, sir.
No, no, that's not the Christmas spirit. The poor wolf is down and out, friendless, and he's hungry.
Uh-oh!
What's more, the big bad wolf is a fellow actor. He's always given the best he had to the cause of Grandma.
Oh, Grandma, what big eyes you've got!
I'm serious about this, Pig, really I am. I'll dial his number, and you wish him a Merry Christmas. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Here he is. Take the phone.
Hello? We're the three little pigs.
Yeah? So what?
We want to sing you a Christmas carol.
Oh, fine, fine. I'll be right over.
No, you stay where you are.
But I'd like to have you boys for dinner on Christmas. In fact, I've been counting on it.
I was afraid of that.
Well... Where are you now?
Never mind. We just want to sing you this Christmas song. Listen.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the day. We just got you on the phone because we want to say, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'll get you for this,
just the same foolish little pig. They'll never learn.
Holy mackerel, what's that?
Oh, Donald, for heaven's sake, stop it. Terrible. And anyway, the three pigs have just finished singing that. I'm sorry, Donald, you're too late. No jingle bells.
And now, here's a real surprise. Grand Opera. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with the greatest pleasure that I unveil the All-American Opera, written especially for this broadcast by Miss Minnie Mouse. The principals will be Princess Leonora, sung by the Barnyard Nightingale, Madame Clara Clark. The role of Don Pepico will be sung by Pluto the Pup. And Manrico, the Duke of Lysol, will be sung by Donald Duck. All right, overture. Our scene is a moonlit garden. It is spring. On a balcony overlooking the garden stands Leonora. She is in love, deeply in love. She sighs. She stretches out her arms. The moonlight has enchanted her. A song of love is on her lips. Leonora stops. She sees one of her lovers approaching. It is Manrico, the Duke of Lysol. Leonora greets Manrico. Other lover, Don Pedigo. Shoving Manrico aside, Don Pedigo pours out his heart. Hot words lead to blows. The lovers draw their swords. They come together. It is a battle to the death. Manrico and Don Pepico both fall to the ground, mortally wounded. Leonora rushes to the ground beside them. She realizes that she has lost both her lovers. So she takes out a vial of poison and drinks it. Then she tries to revive the lovers so they can all die together. She bathes their wounds with Heinz honey and almond cream. They open their eyes. They see fair Leonora sinking to the ground. She is breathing her last. Her heart is pounding. All three are dead, but they struggle to their feet and sing as they have never sung before.
Look, 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 look
Clara Clark is her face. She was trying so hard to reach that high note, and she laid an egg. Fame joins Walt Disney and his gang in wishing you all a merry, merry Christmas. We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Mickey Mouse and the other famous Disney characters. Streamland Magazine is offering prizes in a contest of letters telling why you like Mickey Mouse. You'll find all of the details of the contest in the February issue of Streamland Magazine, which is now on the newsstands. Presented by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream, which throughout the bitterest weather keeps hard-working hands smooth and comfortable, lovely to look at and thrilling to touch. Next week, the Hall of Fame brings a return engagement of those two celebrated personalities of the screen, Charlie Ruggles and Mary Boland. The Hall of Fame has come to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. John McIntyre speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Tell you a story. It's about Christmas. Oh, it's not the usual Christmas story. This is a scary one, all about witches and ghosts. It was London on a cold and bitter morning, the day before Christmas, and I, Ebenezer Scrooge, was walking to my counting house.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas to one and all!
Give a penny for the poor. Penny for the poor.
December 24th. Just 7 years ago today, my partner, Jacob Marley, died. Old Marley. He robbed the widows, stole from the orphans, swindled the poor. They don't make men like Marley anymore. In his will, he left me enough money to pay for his tombstone. And I had him buried at sea. Oh, he'd have been proud of me. I was greeted by my faithful clerk, Bob Cratchit.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Cratchit, what are you doing with that piece of coal in your hand?
I was going to put it in the stove.
You put a piece of coal in the stove last week. What are you trying to do? Raise tomatoes?
No, I was just trying to thaw out the ink.
Bah! Get on with your work.
Mr. Scrooge, tomorrow is Christmas, and I was wondering if I could have half a day off.
Christmas, eh? Well, I suppose so. But I'll dock you half a day's pay. Now, let's see. I'll pay you 2 shillings a day.
2 shillings and a halfpenny, sir.
Oh, yes. I gave you that raise 3 years ago.
Yes, sir, when I started doing your laundry.
All right, Cratchit. Get busy while I go over my books. Oh, and here. Here's another bundle of shirts for you.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. Macduff owes me... I owe MacDougal... money, money, money. The only thing that counts with me is money. The only thing I'm counting on is cash. The happiest time of day is when I put my coins away, lock 'em up, bolt the door and dream about my stash. As a philanthropic fella, I'm a failure. pot. As a miser, I'm a smash. The only thing that counts for me is M-O-N-E-Y. You see, the only thing I'm counting on is cash.
The only thing that counts for him is money.
They tell you that you cannot buy contentment. Oh, but that philosophy is trash.
The only thing that counts with me is M-O-N-E-Y. You see, the only thing I'm counting on is cash. The only thing that counts with him is money.
Money!
The only thing he's counting on is gold.
That you cannot buy contentment.
Oh, sorry.
But that philosophy is trash.
I didn't mean it.
The only thing that counts for me is M-O-N-E-Y. You see, the only thing I'm counting on is cash.
Cash.
Money.
Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Master Fred.
It's my Uncle Scrooge. I'd like to invite Uncle Dinah.
Who is there? Oh, nephew, what do you want? Tis a work day, you know.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Scrooge.
Humbug, I say. Bah, humbug. I'll tell you what Christmas is. It's just another work day. And any jackanapes who thinks else should be boiled in his own pudding.
Oh. Oh, but Mr. Scrooge, is it your intent to work on Christmas?
Right. You keep Christmas in your way, and I'll keep it in mine.
Ah, oh, come on!
But, sir, Christmas is a time of year for giving, a time to be charitable, a time to be with one's family.
I say, bah, humbug!
I don't care. I say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Well said, Master Fred!
Cratchit, what are you doing?
Trying to keep my hands warm, sir.
And what are you doing here, nephew?
I've come to invite you to Christmas dinner.
Oh. I suppose you're going to have a plump goose with chestnut dressing.
Yes.
And will you have plum pudding and lemon sauce?
That is.
With roast squab and pickled raisins?
Yes, yes.
And candied fruits with spiced sugar cakes?
Yes, will you come?
You daft man, you know I can't eat that stuff. Out, out, out!
But, sir, Master Fred has brought us a Christmas wreath. May I hang it on our door?
You do, and I'll hang one on you.
Here's your wreath, and a Merry Christmas.
And here's your wreath back. And bah humbug.
Merry Christmas.
And a bah humbug to you.
That boy Fred, always so full of forgiveness and love.
Yes, he always was a little weird. I'll tell you how Christmas ought to be. Everybody ought to get up early, but not to see the presents neath the tree. If Christmas cheer they're looking for, a cup of tea's enough to pour. That's the way Christmas ought to be. How about a Christmas stroll this morning? A walk to work is healthy, all agree. Let's cut out this Good Neighbor Day and add another Labor Day. That's the way Christmas ought to be. Bah, humbug! Bah, humbug! No Christmas carols for me. Bah, humbug! That's my song, and I'll sing it happily. Bah, 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 humbug! Cratchit! All this talk about a day off? Employees think so inconsistently. If they don't work on Christmas Day, then we shall take it from their pay. That's the way Christmas ought to be. Ah, customers. I'll handle this, Cratchit. Yes, what can I do for you two gentlemen?
Mr. Marley?
No, I'm Mr. Scrooge, but no matter. What is it you want?
Sir, we are soliciting funds for the indigent and destitute.
For the what?
We're collecting for the poor.
Oh, and you want me to give you money for the poor?
Yes, sir. Why, here in London, there are thousands of poor people for whom we must raise money.
Now, let me see. Do you do this all year long?
Oh, my, yes. It's a big job raising money for the poor.
Ah, then this is your job, raising money for the poor.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, you realize if you give money to the poor, then they won't be poor anymore, will they?
Well,
And if they're not poor anymore, then you won't have to raise money for them anymore.
Well, I suppose.
And if you don't have to raise money for them anymore, then you would be put out of a job. And on Christmas Eve. Oh, please, gentlemen, don't ask me to put you out of a job. Not on Christmas Eve.
Oh, we wouldn't do that, Mr. Scrooge.
All right, both of you. Out, out, out! And take your pot and your pennies for the poor with you. What's the world coming to, Cratchit? You work all your life to get money, and people want you to give it away. What time is it?
2 minutes till closing time, sir.
Well, never mind working those 2 minutes. You may go now.
Oh, thank you, sir. You are so very kind.
Never mind that mushy stuff. Just go. Now you can come in 2 minutes early the day after Christmas to make up the time.
I will, sir. And a bah humbug to... a Merry Christmas to you, sir.
At length, the hour for shutting my counting house arrived, and with an ill will, I put on my greatcoat and carefully locked the door. Outside, fog and darkness had set in, and it was bitter cold. As I walked the crowded street, I took no notice of the merry people hurrying home to their loved ones.
Might you wait for a penny, sir?
I'm used to this fog, you beggar. I can find my own way. And find my way I did, to my usual melancholy tavern, to order my even more melancholy supper. Upon finishing my meager repast, I made my way through the fog to my gloomy suite of rooms. Reaching the dark yard, something strange met my eye. It was the door knocker.
Oh.
For a moment, the door knocker took on the face of my late partner,
oh,
Jacob Marley. I pinched his nose.
Oh, that's S'mores.
No, that can't be. Door knockers don't speak. It's simply a figment of my imagination. It's a figmation of my fagum. Bah, humbug. I was understandably shaken by this ghostly vision. As I walked upstairs, I heard what seemed to be footsteps close behind me. They seemed to be dragging something. Chains, it would appear. No. It's imagination. Yes, a fagment of Finch. Fiddles of my fadges. Here's the door. I hurried into my room and shut the door. And locked it. And chained it. And bolted it. Who is it?
Ooh.
Unhindered by the heavy door, the chain, the locks, and the bolts, the ghost of Jacob Marley passed into the room before my frightened eyes. A cold chill enveloped my whole body. My teeth began to chatter. My knees began to knock. And my eyes popped.
Now that you finished the number, I'd like to talk to you.
What do you want of me? Who are you?
Ask me not who I am. Ask me who I was.
Okay, who was you?
Scrooge, don't you recognize me? Your old partner, Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley? It is you. But you're a ghost. I can see right through you. But then I always could. And those chains. Why are you wearing those chains?
I don't know. Chains are in this year.
But Jacob, what is it you want of me?
I have an important message for you, Scrooge. You know, when I was alive, I robbed the widows and stole from the orphans and swindled the poor.
Yes, and all in the same day. Oh, you had class, Jacob, class.
Yes, but I was wrong, Ebenezer. I was so wrong. I was a penny pincher. I saved every coin. I lived on bread and water, never tenderloin. I robbed and rooked my neighbors, the kids I was unkind. And when I needed pencils, I stole them from the blind. Alas, it's much too late for me, Ebenezer, 'cause I didn't find out in time that being tight is not all right. Now I must wear these chains at night. That's why I'm singing you the song. Being tight is not all right, Ebenezer, it's all wrong. So stop and take a look now, before it's too late. For when you die, your chains will be a mighty heavy weight. So when the spirit beckons, better do as you're told. Remember, Ebenezer, you're getting very old. It may not be too late for you, Ebenezer, if you'll only find out in time. But being tight is not all right. You needn't wear these chains at night. That's why I'm a singing you this song. Being tight is not all right. It's all wrong.
Gorge.
And so, as a punishment, Ebenezer, I'm forced to carry these heavy chains throughout eternity. Maybe even longer. And they're very uncomfortable, double. And there's no hope. I'm doomed. Doomed! And the same thing can happen to you, Ebenezer Scrooge.
No, it can't. It mustn't. Help me, Jacob. What can I do?
Gosh, I don't know. Oh, tonight you will be visited by three spirits, a ghost. Listen to them. Do what they say, or your chain will be heavier than mine.
But Jacob, tell me why.
I gotta go now. These chains are killing me. Ooh, ow, eesh.
All right, Marley. Look, careful where you're going. Watch out for that first.
Whoa! I don't mind.
Step. I was much shaken by this ghostly vision as I tried to go to sleep. It seemed I'd been abed only a moment when the clock started to strike the hour. I heard the ghostly, evil wind. Then appeared in the dim light before me a strange figure dressed in a pointed cap with moons and stars on it. He wore a dress-like cloak that fell well below his knees. Clearly last year's fashion. Are you the spirit I've been expecting? Who are you?
I pray thee, ask me not who I am. Rather ask me what I am.
Okay, what am you?
I am Merlin, the magician.
Look, Merlin, I'm in no mood for card tricks.
I am the ghost of Christmas past. It is my intention to perform a wondrous feat of magic. I will whisk you into your past when you are but a youth, in a faraway time and in a faraway place.
How will I get there?
I am Merlin, and with my magical powers, I will fly you. Come, take my hand.
And with that, we were through the window and flying over the darkened city. Suddenly it was light, and then I saw something I remembered from a long time ago. It was the Fuzzywig cottage, just as I had remembered it. As I peered through the window, I beheld a Christmas party in progress. Old Mr. Fuzzywig was playing the violin, and the children were dancing. One of them was me, as a lad.
Gaily wrapped there under the Christmas tree. What a happy holiday for you and me.
Madeline, that little boy with the velvet suit, the button shoes and the beaver hat with a ribbon down the back.
But that's me. Yes, your mother dressed you funny. But that was before you became a miserable miser, consumed with greed.
Well, nobody's perfect. And there's the lovely Isabel. I was so shy. But I remember how much I was in love with her.
Ebenezer. Ebenezer.
Yes, Isabel?
My eyes are closed, my lips are puckered, and I'm standing under the mistletoe.
You're also standing on my foot.
Oh, what a merry Christmas this is under the mistletoe. Candlelight and kids and kisses warm from the fire's glow. Pretty presents gaily wrapped there under the Christmas tree. What a happy holiday for you and me.
With you I'll go neath the mistletoe, just you and no one else.
We'll make this moment last a lifetime, or at least till the snowman melts. Soon the evening will be over under the mistletoe. Let us dance the Christmas waltz before it's time to go. Years from now I'll still recall the night so long ago, when a Christmas kiss you gave to me under the mistletoe.
A score and 5 years have passed now, Ebenezer Scrooge. Look down there, your first year in the counting house.
Ebenezer?
Yes, Isabel. What can I do for you?
For years I've had this honeymoon cottage, Ebenezer. I've been waiting for you to keep your promise to marry me. Now I must know. Have you made your decision?
I have. Your last payment on the cottage was 7 minutes late. I'm foreclosing the mortgage. You loved your gold more than that precious creature.
I can't stand it. Haunt me no more. Take me home.
And in a flash, I was back in my bed. Och, I thought, 'twas but a dream. Here it was past 2 o'clock, and no spirit had appeared. There was no ghost, no Christmas past. The whole thing had been a bad nightmare. But then I became aware of a huge shadow appearing in my room. Suddenly, the room became light. And there was a giant of a man.
I'm sorry I'm late, but I had a problem with a little boy named Jack. What that kid did with a beanstalk, you wouldn't believe.
I had never seen a bigger man or a fatter man.
Have you ever seen a fatter ghost than me? I'm so fat
How fat are you?
I'm so fat that when I'm in the room, no matter where you look, I am. I am the spirit of Christmas present.
What do you do?
Don't ask me what I do. Ask me what I did.
Okay. What did you did?
I have filled the room with all of the good things that you have withheld from your fellow man. Look.
Spilling out of a huge cornucopia were all manner of exotic foods. Suckling pigs, turkeys, wreaths of sausages, fruitcakes, mince pies, and a prune Danish to go. As I reached for a corned beef on rye, the giant stopped.
We have no time for that now. We have a long way to travel, and we must fly. Take hold of my robe. Not back there, unless you want to fly tourist.
I took hold of his robe, and we were off. In a moment, we were at Bob Cratchit's humble cottage. Looking through the window, we beheld the family seated around the dinner table. On Bob's right was his son, Tiny Tim.
What is Cratchit doing? Carving a canary?
What would you expect with the meager wage you bestow upon him? 2 shillings a day?
2 shillings and a halfpenny. He does my laundry.
Listen, Ebenezer Scrooge. Listen.
Don't eat yet, my dear family. There's more to come. On top of this marvelous bird, we have 1 raisin each.
Ooh!
Half a walnut.
Ah!
2 grapes!
Ooh! Ah!
Now, before we start, let's not forget the man who made this glorious feast possible, Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge!
Please, not when we're eating.
Dear wife, this is the season of goodwill to men. What do you say, Tiny Tim?
I say thank you, Mr. Scrooge, and God bless us. Everyone!
That's right! You see, we've got a Christmas tree, Well, it's just as small as a holly sprig, but we got a goose. And it's as tiny as a sparrow.
But we have love, we have love.
Well, I guess there won't be any pretty toys to cheer our little girls and boys. Because, well, our Christmas budget, it's much too narrow.
But we have love.
Blessing you, Ebenezer Scrooge. You, who have supplied them with such a paltry fare.
Oh, but surely they have more food than that. Look, look at that huge pot boiling on the stove.
Yeah, that's your laundry.
I turned to the spirit. He was gone. The Cratchit house was gone. I was back in my bed. Suddenly, I was confronted by an old witch shrouded in a deep black garb. I feared this specter more than all the others, for she was the ghost of the future, the spirit of things to come. She grasped me with a gnarled and bony hand and whisked me through the calendars of time into the future. We were back at the Cratchit house. But what a change. No longer were there happy songs coming from within. Looking through the window, I saw the family gathered around the table as before. But now, the chair on Bob Cratchit's right was empty. Tiny Tim was gone.
Spirit of the future, what does this mean? No, no, I didn't want this to be. I wanted Tiny Tim to get well. That sweet, darling boy.
I now found myself in a churchyard where two gravediggers were engaged in their ghoulish occupation.
That does it.
Tamp it down tight, Charlie.
You know, Harold, I never saw a funeral like this one.
Right. There was nobody about. No mourners, no friends, no one to shed a tear or bid him farewell.
Spirit, I can't look. Tell me, whose lonely grave is that?
Just read the inscription on the tombstone. It's you, Ebenezer Scrooge, the richest man in the cemetery.
Oh, no, I don't want my life to end this way. I want another chance. The spirits of Christmas past, present, and future shall live within me. Oh, no! No, spirit! Please, I beg you!
Where am I? I'm back in my own bed. And those bells. It must be. It is. It's Christmas morning.
Oh, I want to hear those beautiful bells. I want to see the morning. Yes, I can be a new man. I will honor Christmas in my heart and keep it all the year. Merry Christmas, everybody. What a glorious Christmas morning.
What a glorious Christmas morning.
Christmas morning, what a day this is going to be. All over the world, the Christmas bells ring out the happiest of Noels. Let's all share this timely thought. It's better to give than receive. What a glorious Christmas morning after our Christmas Eve.
Every Christmas dinner will be a winner with turkey, the star of the day.
Then a big plum pudding to top it off. Is it any wonder we say? What a glorious Christmas morning, very happiest day of the year, when children's eyes have a special glow. Joy that only a child can know. Oh, St. Nick has come to call. Surprises out this sleeve. What a glorious Christmas morning after our Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas to you, madam.
Oh, why, Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, bless me. Good morning, gentlemen.
Well, good.
Aren't you the two fine gentlemen who came to my office gathering money for the poor?
Yes, but you never gave us a penny.
No, and I'm not going to give you a penny.
But how does 20 gold sovereigns sound to you?
20 gold sovereigns? Oh, no.
Not enough. I thought so. Well, all right. 40 gold sovereigns.
Oh, no, Mr. Scrooge.
Still not enough. All right. 80 gold pieces. What do you say? You drive a hard bargain. 100 gold pieces and not a penny more. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Scrooge. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you.
They won't know me. They won't know me.
They won't recognize the miser they abhor.
They won't know me. They won't know me.
I'll be someone they can practically adore.
They won't know me.
I'll be homie, like a grandpa with a kitty on my knee. With a smile upon my geezer, they'll say that's not Ebenezer.
They won't know me.
Let's all share this timely thought. It's better to give than receive. What a glorious Christmas morning after our Christmas Eve.
I went to the butcher shop and bought the biggest turkey I could get. Then, with my arms laden with presents, I took myself to the Cratchit cottage.
Why, Mr. Scrooge, what...
I came to tell you, bah humbug.
And to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Scrooge. Yes, Merry Christmas. Everyone, look who's here. It's Mr. Scrooge.
Yes, it's Mr. Scrooge. And I've brought Christmas presents for you and all the children.
Ooh.
And something for Mrs. Cratchit, too.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Scrooge.
But, Mr. Scrooge, I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? Why, only yesterday you told me Christmas was a time for giving. Well, now I'll tell you what Christmas is. 'Tis a time that once a year, men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely and celebrate the joy of the season.
Mr. Scrooge, oh, we're awful glad to see you. Come on and sit for a while by the tree. Take off your hat and coat, and we'll light a fire and warm the house.
Ah, this is the way Christmas ought to be.
It is?
I want to thank you for this lovely welcome.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've learned my lesson well, as you can see. At Christmas time, I've missed so much the love of friends, the family touch. This is the way Christmas ought to be.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Ah, humbug. Ah, humbug. No more of that for me. I've got a brand new song, and I'll sing it happily. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Merry, merry.
So let the bells ring.
bring out the Christmas message, and let the carolers sing so merrily.
Now, quoting from Bob Cratchit's son, God bless us, each and every one.
This is the way Christmas ought to be. This is the way, Christmas ought to be.
I just can't believe it.
The next morning, I was early at my counting house. Oh, I was early there. As early as Bob Cratchit was late. Well, Cratchit.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, indeed. You're late, Cratchit. You're 18 minutes late. Have you a guess at what I'm going to do?
You're going to discharge me, sir?
No, I'm going to give you a raise.
A what?
Fetch the coal scuttle, build the fire, warm the counting house. The warmth of Christmas love will dwell in this place every day of the year. Let it be said that no one will ever keep Christmas as well as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Mortals pay a token.